The battle of living paycheck to paycheck is made worse by a frustrating phenomenon. When you have less money, you often end up paying more for goods and services than people with greater wealth. Missing utility payments usually mean reconnect fees and a steep deposit to get your service turned back on. No credit or bad credit means paying substantially higher interest rates on loans. North Carolina Public Radio's Rusty Jacobs of WUNC spoke with a single mother who survived a dizzying cycle of debt.
Lisa Engelkins lives in a trailer park in Winston-Salem with her 11-year-old daughter, Sierra, and their pets, three cats and also a gerbil and a lizard.
Of course, they're probably the cheapest to take care of because crickets are like a dollar a dozen to feed the lizard, and gerbil food goes a long way, so the cats eat like little horses, so they're probably the most expensive.
Things aren't quite as bad now as they were just a few years ago. At the time, Engelkins was making between $7 and $8 an hour as a temp at Wachovia Bank.
My lights have been cut off before. My phone has been cut off before. my rent and things of that nature I've always made sure that was paid. Like at the time when I was living in an apartment, I've lost a vehicle before to a repossession. So, I mean, I've experienced it all.
Engelkins was relying heavily on her parents for financial support. At one point, though, she decided no more handouts. So Engelkins took out a loan from Urgent Money Service, a payday lender.
I thought, wow, I could get this on my own. You know, I don't have to ask my mom, and I can just do this myself. And I just, you know, I thought, well, it can't be a bad thing if it's allowed to happen, and it was really easy, so.
Just to get her feet wet, Engelkins took out a $60 loan the first time. For that, she had to pay a $10.59 fee.
You get the $60, and then on my next payday is when it would be electronically taken from my checking account. So therefore, on the 31st when I got paid, now my checking account is $70.59 less because they had to take that out immediately.
On an annualized basis, the loan rate comes out to around 460%. But that first transaction was pretty painless, so Engelkins started taking out more loans. Each time she took out a loan and paid the fee that went with it, she'd have that much less on payday.
I was getting further into debt, and I was having to run all the time to the stupid check cashing place every time I got paid or after that check cleared because I had to go get more money because now I was short and I couldn't make ends meet. And I was just juggling and running, and I was just stressed out. And then finally, I told my mom what I was doing, and that's when she was able to break it down to me and explain to me why it wasn't helping me.
By the time she stopped, Engelkins had taken out loans every 2 weeks for the better part of 2 years. She'd paid more than $1,200 in fees. Many other payday lending customers take out just one loan, but return every 2 weeks to pay the loan fee. That way, the customer keeps the payday lender from taking the principal loan amount out of the customer's paycheck. Al Ripley calls these kinds of lending practices predatory. Ripley's a housing and consumer affairs advocate with the North Carolina Justice Center.
What communities really need are financial services that are really appropriately priced. These financial services are not really priced according to risk. They're priced according to profit. They're priced and designed to generate as much profit as possible. Let's put an individual, for example, in the context of a payday loan, in a situation where they cannot pay this loan off in 2 weeks and they have to come back and pay us another fee. That's done by design. That's why it's so profitable. And these industries are enormously profitable.
Ripley is standing in a shopping center in Raleigh. The shopping center has a payday lender, a pawn shop, a check casher, and a rent-a-center, a rent-to-own store where customers can make monthly payments for furniture and appliances.
What rent-to-own does is it disguises a loan agreement instead as a rental contract. And so they might sell you a TV that's really worth $200 at another establishment, but they're going to sell it to you for $600 and charge you $50 a month.
For example, you could buy a 27-inch Toshiba television at Best Buy for $353 or pay $13 a week for the same television from Rent-A-Center. On a 52-week payment plan, the total price of that Rent-A-Center TV is almost twice the sticker price at Best Buy. And on an annualized basis, you'd be paying an interest rate of 91% at Rent-A-Center. That's a good deal more than you would spend on the TV at Best Buy, even using a high-interest credit card. Low-income people often don't have access to bank loans or credit cards. Deciding whether to get a television or not is one thing, but what if a sudden emergency strikes and you've got no credit card and a bank won't give you a loan? That's where the payday lender steps in, says Lindsay Metzger. Metzger's a spokeswoman with the Community Financial Services Association, a payday lender's trade group.
What do you do if you know, your car breaks down or your daughter has to go to the emergency room? Unfortunately, many Americans don't have money set aside in those type of circumstances. And if you find yourself, you know, faced with a utility getting shut off in 2 weeks, where do you turn?
Metzger says in a perfect world, everybody would have savings to handle unexpected emergencies. Since some people don't, Metzger says payday lenders perform a vital service. Whether or not payday lenders perform a vital service is debatable, but Martin Eakes says one thing is indisputable.
It is so expensive to be poor.
Eakes is the founder and CEO of Durham-based Self-Help, a nonprofit lending institution that provides home and business loans to low-income and minority customers.
And I don't mean it in a symbolic way. I mean physically, literally, in dollars and cents, it is more expensive to be poor than it is to be middle class. In a poor community, you'll have a convenience store instead of a grocery store. In a poor community, you'll have a check casher instead of an ATM machine. In a poor community, you may have an ambulance that takes you to the emergency room instead of health insurance and doctor appointments. It literally is 10 to 20%, in some cases 50% more expensive to start out poor. So how do you ever get ahead?
Eakes was participating in a panel discussion at the University of North Carolina's new Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity, headed up by former senator and Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards. Among other things, panelists suggested raising the minimum wage to make it easier for people in poverty to save money. There's widespread agreement that improving financial literacy among poor and low-income people is crucial. Lisa Engelkins now works for a nonprofit organization that does just that. Consumer Credit Counseling Services of Forsyth County. Engelkins herself hopes to leave her trailer behind for a house one day, and she says no matter what, she'd never take another payday loan. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.